This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
It's a good day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? I know why.
We're a basketball school now. I don't know what to say.
Let's just get right into it.
Juan Soto yesterday. Now, BYU, after, should have conquered the Big 12 in football, but we decided to let someone else have football because now we're going to run Big 12 basketball. Nice try, Kansas, your sorry-ass recruiting class. We'll take the number one player.
It's all coming up, Sukanik, isn't it?
All coming up, Sukanik right now.
You're getting all the players.
Who would have thought BYU in the NIL era? You thought you could buy your way out of sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Apparently you can.
You have a lot of players.
Yeah, what Suk is referring to is a young man by the name of... Gotta look up his name.
I don't know how to pronounce it, do you?
Yeah, I think it's Dabonsa.
Dabonsa?
That's not what they were saying this morning.
What'd they say this morning?
Now
I'm...
Who's they?
Dirt and Sprague were talking about it.
Do they know?
Yeah.
How about AJ Dabonsa.
Is that how they're...
I'm pretty sure that's right, okay. But you guys please check my...
Yeah, go to YouTube, Buckley.
Buckley.
When you don't know, you just go to YouTube.
Yeah, because I'll have highlights.
Can we also talk about the fact that, again, I'm very uncomfortable that Buck's not wearing a hat. Anytime Buck...
It's always an event, isn't it?
It is.
Can I tell you what he's doing?
Yeah.
I think he's sick.
And
I think he's trying to hide that.
Yeah.
By having a good hair day.
I am trying to do the like will myself out of the sickness thing. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna be a man of increase over here and try to make it all happen today. Yes. Got a wild hair, felt dangerous, and no hat.
Being a man of increase.
I love that. I think that's right. I used to do that. I don't always do that, but sometimes, like if I have things to do, it does help to get yourself nice and dolled up.
Yeah.
Put on a sexy little turtleneck and get out there and will it away.
One of the first things they told all of us during the little lockdown and the pandemic, you remember that whole chestnut, that if we want to not feel as depressed or like down about our situation, get out of bed, go through your morning routine, put on your clothes like you're going to work. Don't just sit around in your PJs all day.
Yeah, there is something about that. Like if you get up, take a hot shower, kind of get moving a little bit, even if like go on a quick like kind of 5-10 minute walk, get some blood pumping, and in Buck's case, take the hat off. It just throws me for a loop.
Right.
Anytime I see Buckley sans hat, I'm like, what's it's like a different person.
Well, I told him he looked terrible, and I feel a little bad.
And then Dusty said it looked like I was interviewing for another job today. I said, no, that's not the case.
Well, and I wasn't referring to his hair. His hair looks great.
Yeah.
He He's just, he's pasty sick. You can tell.
Yeah.
He's got great. Little kids.
Dude, that cat AIDS, man, it is kicking his ass.
Yeah, it's hanging with me now a couple weeks.
I'm confident that you're going to get by this thing.
And Dusty, I think, has pink eye, although he didn't even notice it. I'm like, what's the matter with your left eye?
He's
like,
got pink eye.
He's like, what are you talking about? I said, did Dan Lanning fart on your face?
Well, he's got duck pink eye. Now that he's on the sidelines, you got to get up in there. He's got to get close to people. So I don't know what's going on. Did we properly disinfect?
No, I'm
going to
cook on your grill.
I did.
Because I got cat AIDS on one side. I got duck pink eye coming from the other. I don't want to be sick. I got the holidays coming
what
up.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about BYU now, the official new power in the world of college basketball. And yes, it does appear to be Dibansa.
It's Dibansa.
D-I-H? Is that how
it's
we're...
I think it's D-Y-B A-N-T-S-A.
Well, I just was going phonetically. They tried to break it down.
I still think you're wrong.
All right. Well,
but okay. I mean, well,
I don't know.
Hey, let's play YouTube live on the air.
Yeah, let's see what we got.
And see if we can. This will be exciting.
Yeah, I got to make sure it doesn't do like one of those pre-roll ad things first, but yeah, I'll have that momentarily.
Great.
Bottom line is this: your days are numbered in the Big 12. Your sorry ass basketball team, bunch of losers right now.
I have news for you.
Yeah.
As a basketball school, although we're now more of a football school,
we're
Kansas.
Well, we're both now, so we don't have to choose a lane. We're
I beg
all
to
powerful.
Differ. We kicked your ass at your place, so you got a little work to do in football. But
hey, there's nothing wrong with losing to the powerhouse that is Kansas football. All
basketball, right? I can tell you that as a blue blood, I you can just take this to the bank right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to
go.
I'm about to take down a peg. Okay.
Yeah.
These five-star freshmen.
Yeah. No.
They're never as good as you think.
No. This kid's the real deal.
Literally.
If he was available in the NBA draft next year, he could compete with Cooper Flagg. He's that.
I'll tell you what. Flagg's pretty good.
Yeah.
For a five-star freshman.
Yeah, Flagg's.
Anthony Davis was.
This guy's as good.
Melo was. But and you know what? I will say Kansas had one. There was one five-star freshman that we were like, oh, man, this guy's legit. Because normally they come in and they're very disappointing.
Yeah.
And then Kansas fans look around like, what is this? Who's this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, give him 3 years and he'll be good.
No, we don't got 3 years.
But,
we only got him for like 5 months.
People instantly, Oregon's been through this a few times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get these guys and you're expecting so much out of them and it's unrealistic. They're freshmen. They're too young. They're like baby deer. We had one, Joel Embiid. Was awesome as a freshman, but then he got hurt, and he didn't play late in the season or in the tournament.
And shocking, he gets hurt a lot. So, still does.
All right, are we ready for it? I had it from the horse's mouth. This is from a local news interview.
Okay.
New basketball guy.
There's the drum roll.
For once and for all, tell us how to say your last name.
Dibansa.
Dibansa.
Forget the T's, they're silent.
What did he say?
Dibansa.
No, oh, should I shut up?
The T there is silent. Dibansa.
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 Yeah. Well, according to one Danny Meringue right here on my Twitter, it says he is that good. Tracy McGrady 2.0. Suck it.
For once and for all, tell us how to say your last name.
Dibansa.
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 AJ Dibansa.
Yeah,
okay.
So
he's out of Massachusetts.
Somehow he's going to BYU.
Well, we know he's going to BYU.
Well, $20 million or whatever.
He just got the largest NIL deal of all time. And
I love it.
The shenanigans are afoot because what they're saying is that the Jazz, Danny Ainge.
And Ryan Smith.
And Ryan Smith are behind this.
Why not?
So they're smart. They're saying, okay, hey, you guys, because when I saw this, I'm like, wait a minute. The church doesn't dabble in this.
Or do we?
They don't. These shenanigans. You guys once threatened to cancel the football program.
They did.
If people were doing it or whatever.
Yeah. I was part of
cussing
that.
Or something.
Yeah, we started down a bad road,
but,
according to them.
So it's not the church, and the church is the school, so it's not. I'm like, who is it? And, you know, you do a little digging on this. It's Danny Ainge and Ryan Smith of the Jazz.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're like, hey, come to BYU. We'll pay you a gajillion dollars. And, by the way, when you're done there, you're going to be with the Utah Jazz.
I don't think that's the way that works, but all right. Not sure if you...
I don't know how that works.
Not sure you're familiar with the old draft lottery system, but either way...
Well, the Jazz are going to make sure they're the number one.
I just love that apparently... If you pay a kid enough money, he'll be like, I don't need to have sex or drink for 4 months.
Wouldn't you?
Because he's only... Yes!
Oh, wait. No, I would... Wait. Are we sure he knows that you can't do it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Now, here's
Has he talked about it?
Well, everyone, like, you have to sign the honor code.
Okay, but do you think he's done that yet?
Well, he hasn't enrolled
yet. Is he reading
yet.
Through it?
He hasn't enrolled yet. He's aware.
Somebody tell the kid that he cannot do it with the co-eds.
See, now, what he needs to, if you're Kansas and you're trying to get this kid, you know the way to do it is you just send the ladies at him at this point. You just hire just a bevy of just hots and you just throw them at him and then you get him like, you catch him.
Well, I think what you do is you play hard to get and you throw them at him. Mm-hmm. But then they say, not so fast. Nah. You want this.
You got to come here.
You got to come to Lawrence. And we're going to be all over
Trust
you.
Trust me. At BYU, we have plenty of people that will say, no, you can't. And we may have plenty that say, yes, you can. Either way, turns out you can just buy whatever you want now in the world of college basketball. And I, for one,
yep.
am thrilled.
It's a new era.
Yes!
And you're thrilled only because your team somehow is... Although this isn't... I was reading also today, this isn't the first big... recruit that they've landed. There's two guys that they've already gotten.
Yeah, but not like this.
No, but they've gotten the two biggest recruits in school history yeah. before this guy.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. it's like, wait, BYU. Well, so obviously BYU's playing the game.
I would like to point out, we had black corners this year on our football team. I mean, I'm telling you, things are looking up right now at the Lawrence University.
They weren't Kansas black level police, black corners.
I mean, we are.
I'll tell you that.
We are ascending right now because I'll tell you this, and I didn't even think about this because it was like, yeah, it's BYU. You know the one thing the Mormon church has? Money. And we got lots of it.
I know, but
we got a lot of rich dudes.
Yeah, but you're not.
No, 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 no. Look.
There's a difference between the church and rich dudes.
But there's a lot of rich Mormons.
No, I know, but normally the school and the church.
Yeah, they don't.
They're not playing these reindeer games.
No.
But what you're saying.
Get rid of all the women. We get rid of all the black guys.
What you're saying is all the rich boosters.
Yeah.
Now they're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
All I have to do is pay a couple million and we're going to be getting better players?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Exactly. Every time.
That's the way it works now.
Every time over the years that I've talked to BYU like supporters and boosters, they're always like, why can't we be good? And I just laugh and I'm like, are you serious? Like
you give 10% to the church.
I'm like, you really don't understand why we can't get better players.
Give 10% to the NIL tidings.
Exactly.
Pass around the tiding bowl in the church.
It's or tiding, in the NIL not bowl. Tiding. Oh, it's sorry. Not good tidings.
Pass around the NIL bowl in
yes,
the church.
Exactly.
You want good players? Put money in here.
Take some of those fast offerings we've been offering up to the poor and we hand that out to high school kids. Next thing you know, we got some kids. Let's do this. I know what it like. I this is like what Oregon feels like. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a new era.
Yeah, I couldn't be any happier right now with your broke asses over there not being able to pay NIL money. You're just throwing millions of dollars at a kid who's never going to take a class on campus. I love it. I hope they look the other way at academics, at the honor code or whatever. Just let him do what he wants.
Once again, I'll tell you how this goes. You will be preseason top five. You will lose three games in the non-conference, and you'll be looking around like, what the hell, this coach sucks. No, your coach doesn't suck, although I don't even know who your coach is.
Well, we lost the Poper.
And then you're going to get into league play, and you're going to do better, but you're going to lose probably seven more games. You'll be a 10-loss team. You'll go into the tournament as maybe a 5 seed, and you will win one game and then lose the second game, and you will all be crying in your little Mormon underwear. And then if you're lucky enough to get him back the next year, it could improve, but you likely won't.
No.
So that's how it's going to go. I just want to prepare you right now.
I'd like to point out again. Dude,
unless you have a bunch of seniors to pair with him, that's a little different story. But
how's a couple 6'8" white guys and an Egyptian? You know, because we've had that in the past.
Well,
I think there might be soaking.
I would like
on.
To. Point I will out, say if you add a couple guys like this,
yeah.
to the old school BYU mm-hmm. with the old white bald guys who have already been on the mission that are seasoned and like 30,
mm-hmm. the 28-year-old like pickup guys at the rec who
just yeah. those like, guys
below the rims, now, bros.
That's a combo.
Yeah. I would like to point out that, was it 2 years ago, that BYU did, for the first time ever, go full Patino. We had a lineup of 4 white guys and an Egyptian. And that is not a lie. That is a real lineup that we ran out there. You add the best player in a recruiting class to the 4 white guys and an Egyptian? Are you kidding me right now? I couldn't be any happier.
Are we burying the lead here today, guys?
What, the 4 white guys and an Egyptian? I don't know. What are we doing?
NBA Cup quarterfinals.
Oh, man.
Am I not bearing
I can't room? Wait.
Pre-game show. Pre-game show is coming up next.
What do you like in that Magic Bucks tilt? Or are you more of a...
Did you just say magic butts?
Magic bucks. I mean, it could be magic butts. I mean, I don't know.
Right in the butt.
We got magic bucks and we got the big Mavericks Thunder game, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Let's go.
I'm going to take the magic.
I got something's on.
You taking the bucks?
No Banquero.
Bucks, though. Bucks.
I'm going to take the magic. Oh, Banquero's out?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the bucks and I'm going to take...
Milwaukee favored
tonight?
By 7.5, by the way.
Mavs at Thunder's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Thunder there.
OKC 4.5 in that one.
Now, have... What was I going to
I don't know.
You?
We were talking Magic Bucks.
Oh, have the Bucks... Have the Bucks got it together?
Yes.
Yeah.
They finally
turned it
out.
Around, yeah.
So Doc Rivers is no longer a bum.
They started like 2-8 and then won 9 of their next 10 or something like that, so...
As good players do, they...
Yeah.
Start to play good.
They're getting better. Dame and Giannis are starting to figure it out a little bit.
Well, it's NBA Cup quarterfinal night, guys.
You catch that fever.
It's a big night.
I believe it's the Emirates Cup, please.
Big night. It's actually the Emirates NBA Cup.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Dude, I
read about it today.
Dude, I thought I had that that forehand pass shot. No.
Dude. That's an overhead, what do they call it, an overhead slant?
That's a smash.
Overhead smash.
Right back, and I had no answer for it. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, I was reading about it, so I know all about it.
I know.
It's that award-winning show research.
Yeah, you're just, you can't get enough
of
it.
Well, I was the only one last week that was confused by the NBA Cup, and I got shouted down for that, so I have to go learn about it. And now I know that somehow these 8 teams have gotten there.
Yeah.
There's 2 more games tomorrow night, and then the 4 winners go to Vegas and play in a huge tournament on Saturday.
Yeah. Which means
they call it the Final Four.
Which means, I don't know, the Lakers won it last year.
Are they even allowed to call it the Final Four?
No. In fact, I think you're going to get sued for just saying Final Four. You can't.
Yeah, that's one of those Michael Bufferisms that you can't get out there on.
Remember until just this last year, I don't even think the women couldn't use the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 or anything like that. March Madness.
Because they're women?
Yeah, the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, the men could only have March Madness. The others just had to be the NCAA women's tournament. They couldn't call it March Madness.
It was March craziness. I do love the pettiness that was going on there. But yeah, I think it's. I think now everyone realized that that's kind of a jerk move. So I think it's now March Madness on both sides and. You're allowed to do those sorts of things.
Well, we will have our Orlando-Milwaukee preview show coming up next, followed by our Oklahoma City-Dallas preview show.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you.
I would also like to do a segment today on the blocked punt.
Yeah. Did you know, or were you confused by the blocked punt?
I was not confused, but I want to talk about the blocked punt being a lost art.
Mm, okay.
And as you know, I am a Hail Mary coach in my spare time.
Yeah.
One of the leading Hail Mary coaches in the United States. I'm going to go this summer and work diligently on being the blocked punt coach.
Well, in the NFL for a while there this year, the blocked field goal was a big deal. Now we moved on to the punts.
I do feel like the great Isaac Ropp with his Hail Mary defense deserves to be on the fringes of special teams play.
I think that's right. I think differently about it.
Yeah.
Okay? We can't just not block a punt because we don't want to rough the kicker or the punter, you know.
You got to get right after
it. You got to get after it. Yeah. And I think there are ways to do that. Mm-hmm. And so we had a blocked punt last night, and it got me to thinking, like, come on. And then I looked up the stats on blocked punts, and it's like 1% of punts are blocked.
Who would have thought, though?
That's unacceptable to this coach.
Who would have thought that Cincinnati getting the punt blocked would be the best thing that could happen to
Cincinnati? Well, it's classic Cowboys.
Yes.
The Cowboys make the play.
So classic Cowboys that we've actually seen them do this exact thing before.
That was on a field goal.
Really?
The Leon Lett?
Oh, yeah. It was on a field. Yeah, but either way, you try to recover a blocked kick. Leon
Lett. So was that the Super Bowl where he dropped it?
No. That was Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
was against the Dolphins.
Yes,
where they They block a field goal, and it's laying on the ground, and Leon Lett, for whatever
everyone's
reason,
doing the getaway, and he slides right into it.
So once you touch it, it's a live ball. Same thing with the punt block. Once you block a punt, and it goes beyond the line of scrimmage, you can't touch it. That's a muff.
Yeah, so... it's just very cowboyish, cowboy-y.
It really is.
To make that play. Like, that is the game-winning play. It's a tie game.
You've got to be smoking something over there.
Under 2 minutes left, it's like, you made the play.
Yeah.
Only to not make the play. It's great.
Yeah.
Only to have it work against you.
Welcome to Dallas Cowboys.
Really good stuff. We'll start with our poll question pertaining to the college football playoff next on The Fan. All right, poll question time. It is available for you on X, That's social media. We're on social media. We're on all of it. I mean, all of it.
Yeah.
You can get us on TikTok, I think.
Twitch, you name it.
Are we on TikTok?
I'm going to say no. but I'm not sure.
Strike that.
But we are on Twitch.
We're on Twitch.
We're lots of places. YouTube right here.
We're on YouTube.
You can chat with me right now on YouTube.
We're on X. We're on, you know, so it's great.
Wait, did you say Insta?
Oh, Instagram.
Or Instagram.
Yeah, with all the hots. Sifting through all the hots will pop up. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to be, right?
Yeah. I'm saying hello to the YouTube chatters right now.
On X, we are at 1080 The Fan. That's where we are, at 1080 The Fan. Give us a follow, okay? Here is yesterday's poll question. It was, for Oregon, which of these college football playoff games would you most want to see? We had on there Lanning versus Dilly Dilly, Ohio State in L.A., Texas in Dallas, or Georgia in Atlanta. And the winner of this poll question, Jason.
Yes.
What'd you choose? You chose Georgia?
Yeah, I went Georgia. No Lanning Bowl, and last time you saw Georgia, they just kicked the snot out of you. And
the winner.
I think you can beat Georgia.
Of this poll question, with 40% of the vote, Georgia and Atlanta.
There you go. Remember, your game will be Ohio State or Tennessee in the race. That would be your first.
Well, don't you think that Georgia wins because Carson Beck is hurt? Don't you think that's why people are picking that? Well, and it's in the title game, which means that if the game does happen, it means you've made it to the championship.
You made it to the championship. I think the Lanning story will get nauseating, but I think it'll be cool. Chance to win a championship against the program that you came from.
Program.
I'm cooking on your grill.
And I think beating a team like Georgia, I mean, look, you win a national title, it doesn't matter who you beat. But winning it in such definitive fashion against a team like Georgia would be different than, I think, winning it against an SMU if they were to find a way to get there, or Boise State, like a little, you know, engine that could. And then you throw in the fact that Carson Beck is probably not going to play, and you're going to get a backup who really hasn't played any ball, and who threw one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen, and is going to get himself killed because he just seems to run at a moment's notice and put his head down like some sort of idiot. So yeah, I think all of those things, and we've seen Georgia look very average this year against even decent competition. So I think there's a lot of things that point to why you want to play Georgia.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know that they're going to get there with backup quarterback.
Yeah,
his face though, when he got. We didn't talk about this yesterday. That Texas Georgia game could
when he got hit.
Well, it could be its own segment.
Yeah.
There was so much that happened in that game, but yeah, when he got leveled at the two or whatever it was.
Oh, my God.
His face, unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, and look, I'm not here to.
And it wasn't a dirty hit.
No, it was a clean hit. I'm not here to play like doctor, but how was that guy not pulled out for a concussion check?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, he was, because Carson Beck handed off the last handoff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He only had to leave, though, because his helmet came off.
Yeah.
He left, and then they scored, and the game was over.
That's right. True.
So,
but, like, they weren't I did not see any sort of concussion check or talking about that.
It was just, like, helmet off, so you're off.
Just helmet off, because you're off. Like, dude, that he got hit, and I was like, well, he's dead, and he's Trent Green. And he bounced up, and everyone's like, oh, what toughness. And I'm like, someone teach that kid to slide. Like, remember when Anthony Richardson did that, and Trevor Lawrence pulled him aside, was after his first NFL game, and said, my man, like, you can't do that. Someone's got to whisper to that kid.
Even freaking Tua's most recent one. It was like a scramble up the middle, and he went head first, put his head down. Like, figure it out.
Yeah, someone's got to get in his ear and be like, dude, I appreciate this whole tough guy mentality, but you're probably better off sliding. Just to let you know.
It is still stunning to me that Texas lost that game.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in such control of that game.
Yep. And then Gunnar Stockton.
And then Gunnar Stockton. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah, Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar Stockton comes in.
Georgia high school legend, I guess.
And he can't, I mean, I don't know. It was so weird. They gave up like 19 points to him in the second half.
Yeah.
And they gave up 3 to the Carson Beck. What? In the first half. God, Texas is a mess.
The fact Texas didn't like manhandle them.
Yes.
When they only went to the half with a 3-point lead, I thought they were doomed.
Well, and I couldn't understand.
Well, until Beck got hurt. Well, Beck got hurt right at the half.
But like, they should have been mopping them. It should have been 21-3.
Yes, because they were moving the ball up and down the
field. All up and down the field.
And then they were only ahead 6-3, and they had a bunch of penalties, shot themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. And you were like, oh, okay, in the second half, Texas will take control of this game. And then Carson Beck doesn't come back in, and you're like, well, Texas is going to win going away.
Wrong. Well, and
unbelievable.
Quinn Ewers,
he sucks.
I can't.
He doesn't suck.
I can't say that he sucks, but
he's not great.
He's not even with
he's
those
not great.
With those receivers and the talent around him. I just it's like Drew Aller. I know he doesn't suck, but I also don't want him to be my quarterback.
So we talked about this a little bit last night on Ducks Roundtable. We were talking about the quarterbacks in the playoff, and it feels like what separates these guys is that the Drew Allers and the Quinn Ewers, those guys are awesome like 85% of the time against everyone they should be awesome against. But then in the big games, they don't do it. Dylan Gabriel's like the different guy where he might throw goal line picks in the games where you're playing bad opponents, but he has stepped up in every big game in all those spots.
And I watched the Georgia Tech quarterback. I'm gonna bring up the numbers here.
He was awesome.
Haynes King.
Yeah. Haynes King, who had 24 carries for a 110, 5 yards a carry, and he ran for 3 touchdowns. At some point, and I get that Sark has to massage this carefully, at some point, don't you go to Arch Manning's like a 4-4 kid.
Yeah.
At some point, don't you just go to Arch Manning and say, hey, we're struggling. We're without our All-American tackle. He was out. I think Ewers got sacked like 6 times. Georgia Tech ran it down their throat with their quarterback. At some point, don't you just go to Arch and say, hey, man, this is what we're going to do. We're putting it on your shoulders, and we're going to use your legs, and we're just going to cram it down their throat. We score a touchdown here. This game's over. Georgia's not coming back on us. And I was really surprised that they didn't do that.
Especially because Sark had done it earlier in the year. The fact that he'd already given Ewers what a lot of people thought was a quick hook earlier in the year, I thought for sure we would see like some Arch Manning featured in this game.
And maybe it's possible too, and this is why I always am careful with, you know, whether it's Trey Lance or whether it's Michael Penix, or we all love the backup quarterback. I'm not in practice. No one is. And so maybe
if he was that much better than Ewers,
maybe Arch Manning in practice just kicks rocks. Maybe there's just nothing there, and that's why. But boy, when I'm watching Texas and I'm watching Quinn Ewers, it just feels like there is more meat left on that bone than just about any other offense in the country. And with a defense that's that good and the talent you have on offense, it feels like Texas is wasting an opportunity. And if you mentioned it, like with Dylan Gabriel, if we traded and we put Quinn Ewers on Oregon and Dylan Gabriel in Texas, does anyone not think that Texas wins this national championship going away?
Definitely.
But you don't. You got Quinn Ewers, and all of a sudden it just feels like I have no faith in Georgia, and I don't have any faith in Texas. They may be the two best teams, but they got two quarterbacks. Well, now you're down to the backup quarterback who couldn't even beat out the kid that wasn't very good. And so I don't know. Texas and Georgia just don't scare me right now because of their quarterback play.
Where were we? What were we talking about?
I think we were just talking about Texas.
Well, we were talking about the poll.
Yeah, the poll.
But we didn't get into any Georgia-Texas talk yesterday. And that hurts me.
That game was just stupid.
It really was. Yeah. It was a good game. And, you know, for all the talk of Georgia's so resilient and they're so tough, they are. But at the same time, remember, they fumbled twice.
Yes.
So it was 13-13, and Georgia has their backup quarterback in there, and they're driving down to go up 16-13. On that drive, they ended up getting up by 3, 16-13. On that drive, they fumbled the ball twice.
And it went right back to them.
It went right back to them.
Yeah. One of them literally bounced up. There was like 3 white shirts around it, and it just like bounced up into his
lap. About the luck of the way the ball bounces. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
They should have lost. Yeah. They really should have. So all that to say, I don't think Georgia's going to be there in Atlanta. I just don't. Yeah. And then if you look at the bracket, and we have 2 weeks to talk about this, but if you look at the bracket, on that side of the bracket, you've got the other teams you've got are Boise State, Notre Dame, Indiana, Penn State, and SMU. Is Notre Dame going to the final?
Is
Penn State going to the final?
If you asked me right now, I think I would take Notre Dame.
I think one of those two teams is going to the final.
Notre Dame gets they're a lot like Georgia and Texas in that it's not great quarterback play, but I think as this has gone on, Riley Leonard, one, they just rely on him to run, and I think he's not making big mistakes, and they run the ball and they play really good defense. I think Notre Dame's coming out of the bottom half of that bracket.
Wow.
And this is going to be a bold statement right
here.
Your
boy Riley Leonard.
Riley, whoever comes out of Oregon's side, whether it's Ohio State, Texas, or Oregon, the winner of the national championship is coming from there. I just, whether it's Ohio State, Oregon, or Texas, whoever gets through, I don't feel that way about Tennessee because their offense is dreadful. I don't feel that way about Arizona State. The talent level just isn't there. It's the same thing with like Boise State and SMU. Clemson, get out of here. So I'll say Texas, Ohio State, or Oregon. Whoever comes out on that side, I think they win the national championship.
I would like for people to dismiss Clemson at their own peril. And I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm not saying they're going to win the tournament, but they have a lot of really good players on defense.
Yeah.
They have a championship level coach, and their quarterback, if time,
then,
is really good.
Yeah. Well, I'm dismissing him.
Okay.
I'll take the 11 points.
Okay.
I think I might too. That's a lot.
It's a lot of points.
I mean, why is Texas favored by 11 over anyone?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At any rate, Riley Leonard, he's kind of a dual threat guy,
yeah.
right? He can run, and that's the type of quarterback that hurts Georgia.
Yeah.
So maybe it is Notre Dame. I don't know. Anyway, Oregon.
And I would tell you what, if Notre Dame found a way to do it, I don't know. I like
Marcus Freeman.
I like Marcus Freeman. You know, Notre Dame's been.
You've been crapping on him for years.
I've been crapping on him for years, and you know, for that fan base that is desperately like trying to be relevant, they're like Nebraska. You know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if Notre Dame ended up winning one. I'd tip of the cap and be like, "Good for you, Notre
Dame."
Well,
we can't have Penn State.
I
can't have Penn State.
Rain Day and cold, but they're.
Although, I don't want Lou to win one because I hate listening to him.
And you know,
is he still with us?
You know who else would have one? Rudy.
Oh, my God.
Your boy.
All right, well, see, now you're...
So Rudy or Penn State?
Now we're kind of peeing in your
Who
Cheerios.
Who do you want to be a team?
It was all coming up, Sook, until now.
Oh, man, I hate to do it.
Well, that's why we all root for SMU.
I think I'd have to root for Notre Dame. And I can't root for Penn State.
Well, we'll get Rudy on.
Can I call him a fraud to his face?
To preview the...
Because I would.
Well, I don't think he'd be in here, but
well, I'd call him over the phone. Call him a fraud over the phone. Ask him about his embezzlement.
So for Oregon, which of these college football playoff games would you most want to see? This is yesterday's poll question. Georgia and Atlanta, 40%. Lanning versus Dilly Dilly, 32%. Ohio State at the Rose Bowl, 17%. Texas in Dallas, 11%.
If you had to play the fun game of who would be the most insufferable team and player to win this tournament right here, it's an upset. But you know,
Dillingham.
It's Dillingham. If Dillingham and Scataboo...
Dabo.
No, I'm telling you. If Dillingham won a national title this year, Scataboo and his parents and Dillingham, that would be the most obnoxious win college football history.
I was about to say Brian Kelly, but he's at LSU now.
He's at LSU.
I was thinking, I always associate him with Notre Dame. Yeah. I like Marcus Freeman. Rhett Lashley seems like kind of a... I don't know.
I like what Arizona State's doing,
Franklin.
And it's fun to kind of upset the carpet.
Oh, Cignetti. I'm going to root for Indiana.
That'd be fun.
I mean, they're not going to win
They're not going to win it. Again, talent will, eventually win it.
Can I tell you who else I kind of like?
Yeah.
I think he's a really good coach, Josh Heupel. Nobody talks about Josh Heupel. Josh Heupel's a good coach.
Yeah.
Again, probably not going to win it, but I could see him out coaching Ryan Day and them playing Oregon instead of Ohio State. Yeah. Oh, we need a break. Okay. Today's poll question next. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Google me, bitch. All right, we're running so far behind that we have yet to get to the poll question, so let's do it.
Let's do it.
It is up there on X, at 1080 The Fan. Today we are asking you which college football playoff first round road underdog will win outright.
Ooh,
now, all of the spreads are pretty much they're roughly in the same area. They're all touchdown or longer odds.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of like pick 'em games here.
Yeah, so Indiana's playing at Notre Dame, Tennessee at Ohio State, SMU at Penn State, or Clemson at Texas. Vote hard.
You got to pick the upset. I'll take Tennessee, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Tennessee has a really good defense. They can do what Michigan did. And if Ohio State's O-line and Will Howard play the way they did, Tennessee is a better version of Michigan. Really good defensive front, NFL guys. But and it's not a great offense with a freshman quarterback, but it's better. So that's one that if Ohio State shows up, they win. But Ohio State, since the injuries, I'm just not completely sold on them, and their fan base isn't really into it. Supposedly, like that, they're having a hard time. Like they're wondering if that place is even going to be filled. They kind of want Ryan Day fired. It just feels like that program is kind of spiraling right now.
Yeah,
and I could see Tennessee going in there and knocking them off at the shoe.
Well, it is a bad matchup for Ohio State because Tennessee does have a legit defensive front.
Yes.
And that's the type of matchup that obviously we saw against Michigan gives Ohio State problems. But you also have to think that, you know, Ohio State going back to the drawing board with, you know, however long, 3 weeks here.
You would hope
they would get some things figured out along the offensive line.
Yeah.
But, and then a freshman quarterback on the road. Although that guy, what is the Tennessee quarterback's name?
Nico
Iamaleava.
There you go.
Nice. Nico Iamaleava.
That was it. I think you got it.
Nico
Iamaleava.
Yeah.
Iamaleava. I have not seen a ton of him, but I got to tell you what I have seen of him. I don't think he's bad. He's just a freshman.
He's a freshman.
He's just raw.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he can run a little.
He can run, but
he can sling it. If you give him time, he's like Klubnik. Mm-hmm. You give him time, he can beat you.
Sure. I've seen them enough. Their offense is not going to beat you. It's just not.
And they can run it a little bit.
Their two losses that they've had, Georgia and Arkansas, they scored 14 and 17 points. When they beat Alabama, that was 24-17. Look, they win. Like I said, if you're wondering about Tennessee, it's a better version of Michigan. Quarterback can hurt you with his legs. He makes dumb decisions. Remember, the Arkansas game is the one where he ran out of bounds instead of throwing it. Like, the clock was at 00. and they were, like, on, like, the 20-yard line. And instead of throwing it in, he just ran out of bounds. So,
freshman.
But they have an NFL front. And like they said, that's a legit team. Tennessee is good, which is why I said I think they can beat Ohio State. They can give them problems. So, but their offense is not good enough to win a national title, in my opinion.
If you're Oregon, Do you still want Tennessee over Ohio State? Or would you rather have the rematch?
I think I'd still rather have Tennessee.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you're going to struggle to be a one-dimensional team and beat Oregon.
Tennessee's a, is Tennessee a bit like Penn State? Although Penn State offense look really good.
Yeah.
So maybe not.
Penn State's, and we may crap on Penn State's offense because it doesn't show up in big games, but it shows up in other games, and I'm not really certain that Tennessee's does.
The Big Ten title game was a big game, and its offense showed up.
And they showed up. And I like all the credit in the world to
I'm not sure Tennessee can do what Penn State did.
Exactly.
Right.
If you ask me right now, even with all the Ohio State problems, if Ohio State gets by Tennessee, look out. That's still a more talented team than just about anyone in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So if you ask me who would I rather play, I'll still take my chances with Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. A more beatable offense.
Yes.
All right. There's poll. Vote hard when we get back. Let's move on. I've got a choose your own adventure here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a Juan Soto exercise for you.
Okay.
Since your guy's got Juan Soto.
Yes. Wow.
Or we can get to our blocked punt seggy.
Oh, I want to hear about the blocked punt seggy. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it's nothing earth-shattering. It's just I want to talk about blocked punts.
Well, let's talk about Soto.
And we're a sports show.
We'll get to blocked punts when we have more time.
Sports shows.
I feel like you may want to dig into this blocked punt thing.
Well, I have questions.
All right, let's go.
About the blocked
punt. Let's go Soto when we've got a little more time to ruminate, and then we'll block punt.
All right.
I want to ruminate.
Well, it's the largest contract in pro sports history.
Yep.
Was it justified? Next on The Fan.
Ahoy!
All right, well, it's the largest contract in the history of professional sports.
Doesn't it?
It sure does.
I would have thought.
Although that seems to be a new record like every 6 months.
Well, I would have thought that maybe one of those soccer bros had had it, but they obviously wouldn't have signed for 15 years. I know it's not the most for 1 year because Ronaldo was getting like, I don't know, it was like 100 and something million a year to play over in Saudi Arabia, but obviously it wasn't for 7 years at $700 million.
What'd they pay Messi to come to Miami?
Well, his was weird because it was all chopped up. It was like based on he had a lot of incentives. He got a piece of the team. Adidas gave him a bunch of endorsements, so we don't really know what the total value of that was. We've never seen this. Even Otani's is worth more per year, but Otani's isn't. I mean, Otani's was for 10 years. This is for 15. So you can say it's the largest ever, but it's not the largest per year. Far from it.
15 years, $765 million, $51 million per for Juan Soto to the New York Mets.
For reference, I'm reading that Messi was a 2.5-year deal worth $150 mil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then again, we also don't know.
And that's without all the sponsor stuff.
That's without the stuff on top.
Endorsements and things that are guaranteed.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say? 150?
$150 million for 2.5 years. I think he came over midseason. Yeah.
Jeez.
And then all the other stuff that he gets on top of him. It's one of the richest. That will go down as one of the most lucrative small stretches in sports history.
Well, I have three players here. You may expect that one of them is Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. And I have three contracts here.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to match them.
All right.
So we have player A. His career batting average is .272. He is a three-time All-Star. He is a Gold Glover. And he has 275 home runs in 12 years.
Okay, so he's done.
He's older.
Oh, so he's still in the game.
He's done?
Okay. Well,
no, all three of these are players.
Still going. Okay.
Yeah, but this guy's older. So that's not Juan Soto.
No.
A little bit of a hint.
Yes.
Player B. He has a career batting average of .285. He is a four-time All-Star. He is not a Gold Glover, and he has 201 home runs in 7 years.
Okay.
Okay, you following the stats
here? I'm following the stats.
Player C, career batting average, .288, four-time All-Star, not a Gold Glover. He has played 6 years and has 160 home runs, so very similar to player B.
Mm-hmm.
The three contracts we have here are 4 years, $65 million, 1 year, $28 million, 15 years, $765 million. Do you see my point?
I do see your point.
Good grief. So who's who? Do you know who these comps are? Now, it's not his number one comp.
Yeah.
I will tell you who Juan Soto's number one comp is that's currently in the game.
Okay.
In a minute. And he has also been paid. And you can compare those contracts as well. But I did this little exercise to let you know that there are other players that put up the numbers that Juan Soto does.
Sure.
That make a fraction of what he's going to
his
make.
His year where he hit 40, 42, 43 with New York last year, it was his best year.
Yeah.
I mean, hands down.
Well, no, the COVID year, he hit like 350. He had 1 year, and it was a shortened year.
Oh.
But he had like, he was unbelievable that season. But he has never really settled into that type of offensive output.
Well, I know the last year with the Padres and then that year with New York were big years for him.
Yeah, this last year he made a lot of money.
Being
with the Yankees and doing what he did.
So one of those obviously is Soto. I'm guessing Soto is the
which guy?
That'll be like B.
Yeah.
Soto hits like 290, 288. That's the guy that was 288.
Okay, so that was player C.
Okay.
Player B was Juan Soto, career batting average 285, four-time All-Star. He is not a Gold Glover, and he's hit 201 home runs in 7 years.
That's Soto,
He has a deal for 15 years, $765 million.
Yeah.
Player C, career batting average 288, four-time All-Star, not a Gold Glover, 160 home runs, but only in 6 years. So if he hits 40 next year, he's right. He's exactly. I mean, that is exactly the profile of Juan Soto.
I'm trying to think of who else would. Like, who's a young guy?
He's 25.
25.
Soto, by the way, is 26.
Well, and some people, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. There's.
He's not 26.
There's a lot of people because if you look at his contract, like you can view it as they gave him $200 million, a 4 year, $200 million contract to a 36-year-old Juan Soto. And that may be giving it to a 38-year-old Juan Soto. A lot of people think he's not 26. I'm trying to think of who else would be in that.
Well, don't forget about player A. He is career batting average 272.
B says he's a little bit older.
He's Gold Glover, three-time All-Star, 275 home runs in 12 years. Yes, he is 34 years old.
He's 34.
And he has a deal for 4 years, $65 million.
Is that like a, are we going like a Bellinger kind of maybe?
I thought about putting Cody Bellinger in here, but I didn't. Player A is Marcelo Zuna of the Braves.
Really?
Yes. That's right.
Really?
That's the kind of output you're getting from Soto.
Huh.
And Ozuna is good.
Yeah.
Ozuna is his name.
He's not.
He's not.
He's not.
$765 million good.
He's not that.
And who do you think player C is? Remember, he's the younger one. He's more of a star than Ozuna.
Are we going like with... Are we going like Vlad, maybe?
Yes, Vlad Jr.
Okay.
And he's about to get paid.
Yes.
So he's only on a one-year deal. We'll see what he gets paid, but it ain't going to be $765 million.
I don't think so, but like I was reading an article. That's why I thought of Vlad. I was reading an article today, in fact, where it was talking about, is this a starting point for Vlad? Now, not necessarily going to get there, but
no chance.
Is this one where his agent is going to go out and put up the number and say, hey,
well,
may not 765, but we're not taking five.
Yeah, but the only reason, so a lot of people are wondering how on earth anyone justifies this number for Juan Soto, and it's a fair question. The answer is very simple. It's that the Mets wanted him.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Because Shohei Ohtani didn't want to go to New York.
Mm.
And because he didn't want to go to New York, he does not make the money that Juan Soto makes. If he did want to go to New York and was willing to play in New York, he would be getting this too. So it's really just that. It's just that the Mets wanted him, period. And they had to outbid the Yankees to do it.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure you're doing that. And so that's what Cohen did.
And it's, well, that... Cohen's got $25 billion, so money to him is whatever.
Anybody that wants to get... So if Vlad wants to get paid...
Go to New York.
He should put the Mets on his list.
Sure. Well, and like the Yankees bid $760. Did you see that the suite had something to do with this?
The suite.
Yeah, so I guess the money was basically equal. You know, 10 years... or excuse me, 15 years, $765 from the Mets... and $760 from the Yankees. So it's $5 million. Like that's, if you wanted to be with the Yankees, what's $5 million over 15 years? Whatever, right? My guess is you could have gone to the Yankees and was like, dude, $765 over here, give me five extra million and I'll go. So they're saying there were a couple things that have come out. I guess there was a security guard, and I read this today from one of the Mets, reporter guys that I follow. He said that when the Mets had their meeting with Soto, they brought in their traveling secretary to assure Juan Soto that the problems he had in New York would not be there. I guess Soto had an issue with family and like his personal staff and trainer who were constantly told by security guards.
That they weren't allowed in certain places around the stadium.
They weren't allowed in certain places. And it really bothered Juan Soto. Like when they traveled and around the clubhouse, that he said it was like this ongoing thing where he was constantly having to be like, dude, this is my guy. Let him in. And he said there was some security staff with the Yankees that were never comfortable with it. And so the Mets at their presentation brought in the traveling secretary and assured him that whatever he wants. And remember, this happened to LeBron in Miami. One of the reasons LeBron didn't want to be in Miami is Pat Riley did not allow LeBron's staff to have free reign. And LeBron was pissed off by it. And Pat Riley was like, I don't care. Well, this is how we do it. And then the other one was Juan Soto wanted a free suite at Yankee Stadium. And they said this was an absolute sticking point because Aaron Judge asked for a free suite. And the Yankees said no. The Yankees make Aaron Judge pay for the suite. They said they
could
give
they him, ask him to split a suite.
So they said the Yankees said that we can give it to you at a discounted rate, but they said this was a non-negotiable because other players, including Derek Jeter and Aaron Judge, both had to pay for a permanent suite at Yankee Stadium. And I guess that really pissed off Soto. And Cohen like was like, yeah, you want a suite? Yeah,
who cares?
Here, take
why would they? Why would they? Why would that be a deal breaker?
I get why now you wouldn't want to give it to him when you did not give it to Judge.
Yes.
And Judge is still there.
Well, you didn't give it to Jeter or you
just give Judge one then.
Agreed. Give Judge one and give Soto
God.
One. Yeah, that's what they should do.
This is the hill they're dying
if
on?
If you lost this player because your security was a little too pushy and you couldn't smooth that out and because you wouldn't give up a 20-person suite, you're dumb.
When I first read that, but there are multiple sources close to the Mets and Yankees. I mean, this isn't like bloggers. These are actual team reporters.
Real reports.
On both sides saying that this was something that really pissed off Juan Soto. He did not like the overzealous Yankee security, and it really he did not understand why the Yankees were going to make him pay for a luxury suite. Which, look, can we be honest? You want to talk about, like, diva bitch behavior? Like, seriously?
You need one for all 81 home games, do you? Really?
Like, you just got $760 million. What does a suite at Yankee Stadium cost for 81 games?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
But
if it's not that much, then it's also not that much revenue. I mean, I know it's revenue, but you're the Yankees. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
And apparently the Mets just laughed and was like, that's like they couldn't believe when that's what Soto asked for. And I guess when Soto's and the agent like asked for it, like they thought it was going to be like this sticking point that they were going to have to like negotiate with the Yankees. And Cohen was like, what? Yeah, like,
sure. You can have two.
Private suites at Yankee Stadium range between 8,000 and 20,000 a game.
So do the math.
So let's split 81. It. Let's just say 10,000 because they said it'd be a discounted rate.
800 some thousand a year.
Yeah.
Big Come on, effing
idiot.
Deal.
That's the one.
Build him his own freaking suite if you need to.
But at the same time, come on, Juan.
Yeah, they're both idiots for this.
You're making $760 million, and you're balking it at less than a mil?
But he's just leveraging, leveraging all his power.
Although, and I was talking to old Jakey Poos, our resident Yankee honk here with Ryan Cooley. And
the Yankees got Max Fried today. So.
They did. Nice get for them. Plus, screw Atlanta. But we were talking about this. It was me, Jakey Poos, and Buckley. If you remember when the Yankees got eliminated and they had the post-game press conference for Juan Soto and they were asking him if he played his last game in New York, most of the time a player in that situation will say something along the lines of, hey, we got to see what happens. I loved my time in New York here. I'd love to be back, but I got to let this process play out. But, you know, hey, this is where I would really want to be if we can make it work.
Everyone knows I love these guys in this clubhouse.
Dude.
It's I love it here, but we got to see what happens.
Juan Soto was like, I want everyone to come after me. I want to look at all my options. And, he could not have been more dismissive of anything. Like, there was not one iota of loyalty to the Yankees. It was like, nope, I'm going to listen to everybody. Well, I'm about to get paid.
Well, and funny enough, it was not his last game in New York.
No, it was not.
He's going to play 15 more years there. And hopefully he is just so much of a diva that it will make the $765 million albatross you have hanging around your neck squeeze you so tightly that you denounce your Mets fandom by year three.
I will say,
this isn't going to work.
No, it won't.
It's not going to work out.
You're right. About 3.5 to by the year four mark,
you'll be cussing him
people
out.
People in New York will be pissed at him. They will be calling him a whiny you-know-what.
Not all people. Yankee fans will be laughing.
Year four, they could be doing this by week four.
This will not end well.
He's too much of a diva, yeah. And you gave him too much power.
Yeah.
It's what bad franchises do.
Again, it's not my money. What do I care?
Even if you compare... So, last thing. His real number one comp is Bryce Harper. And Bryce Harper...
That's a good comp.
So, Soto's career batting average, 285. Harper, 281. Harper's a two-time MVP.
Yeah.
Soto doesn't have an MVP.
No.
And Harper signed for 13 years, $330 million.
Soto has a World Series.
So how do you, well, so does Harper. So how do you justify more than doubling that? It's insane. It is absolutely insane what they just paid Juan Soto and the whole baseball world, including, it's like the only time I can get behind the Yankees. I'm with the Yankees. We're all ready for that to blow up in their face. Mm. And Buck is right. It could be like in, I don't know, 3 months.
Game 40.
All right, that's enough. We got to go. There is your Juan Soto exercise. A little baseball in December.
Harper doesn't have a World Series that way.
Harper won one with...
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, he wasn't with the Nationals. Juan Soto won one with the Nationals, but not Bryce Harper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. It's still going to blow up in your face. Blocked punt segi coming up next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.